As the number of new coronavirus cases surges again here in the U.S., major medical groups are calling for mandatory vaccinations of millions of healthcare workers. They say it's a moral imperative to help curb the spread of the infection. The American Medical Association and the American Nurses Association are among dozens of groups that are out with a joint statement.
Meantime, the Department of Veterans Affairs is making COVID vaccines mandatory for most health workers, making it the first federal agency to do so. Dimitri talked about it with Washington Post National Health reporter Dan Diamond.
Well, Dimitri, I would say that things are first moving very quickly. On Monday morning, about 60 medical groups came out with a statement. They wanted all health workers to be vaccinated across the day. There have been several local officials, California, New York City, calling for their own vaccination mandates. And yes, the Department of Veterans Affairs is now saying that most of their health workers need to get the vaccine for coronavirus. So we are in a moment at real concern for healthcare, where the Delta variant, this hyper-transmissible version of coronavirus, is attacking unvaccinated Americans. And health workers, already exhausted from the past year, are bracing for these cases that could swarm their hospitals that are largely preventable if people were better vaccinated.
What if there's pushback from the workers? Could they lose their jobs, or do we not yet know?
It's a great question. I've been asking the unions about this today. So far, they've been silent on this. Healthcare unions had pushed back against this idea before. In many cases, organizations that have piloted these vaccination mandates have seen some employees vocally say they don't want the shots. They might protest. In some cases, they've sued. But more than 90% of workers, in some cases, as many as 97%, have gone along with these mandates. And it's worth noting, too, organizations are offering exemptions if there's a medical condition, for instance, that might prevent someone from getting a shot.
I thought it was always more than a little odd that healthcare workers were refusing to get it. It was almost a thought of, well, if they're not doing it, why should we as civilians, quote unquote, do it? Did you share some of the similar bewilderment or ask questions of those in charge about why this segment of healthcare workers didn't want to go along from the start?
That's an excellent question. The fact that it took until late July for healthcare organizations to start mandating this en masse, that's shocking to me. The vaccines were first available in December. And I think what happened was the earliest adopters did get a lot of scrutiny. They were the subject of protests, again, some lawsuits. So organizations sat back to see what would happen with those earlier adopters. We are now at a point, though, where the overall vaccination campaign has really slowed down, even as the Delta variant is ramping up. And I think that's creating new urgency. But we are at a gap. Many doctors have been vaccinated, but other health workers, even though they've had access to shots for months, still have not. Nearly 4 in 10 nursing home workers still is not fully vaccinated, according to Leading Age, an association that works with nursing homes. So that's a lot of people who are working with some very vulnerable patients who don't have protection against coronavirus.
What is the expected effect here?
Zeke Emanuel, who advised President Biden's transition team on coronavirus, he's a bioethicist at University of Pennsylvania, helped put some of this effort together today. He believes that if healthcare organizations lead the way, others will follow, that other businesses, other employers might look at healthcare and say, okay, if hospitals are doing it, then we can do it too for our workers to come back to the office. I'm not sure that will happen, but it certainly seems more likely than what we've seen the past number of months with this more middling approach of vaccinations slowly going up. And we do know, Dimitri, from these early pilot examples, hospitals, other organizations that piloted the vaccination mandates did see big jumps in people complying. Even if folks grumbled, most went along with this. So there will be an immediate effect, I'm sure, in healthcare of uptake, and quite possibly a ripple effect beyond healthcare, too.
That's Washington Post National Health reporter Dan Diamond on Skype.